Good morning. When I saw my name that I'm going to preach, I started to pray. Because I know if I'm going to choose in my own will what subject to pray, I may choose about compassion. I may choose about the importance of children ministry. I may choose about things that interest me, because I could say a lot of all those things. But as I am reading in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1, many times I'm struggle. Lord, I cannot find the message. It doesn't connect to what my interest about children ministry, about compassionate. Please speak to me through your word. So every day I keep on reading, I keep on reading, I keep on reading, until I found out that, wow, it answers the question of our chairman before, whose message is, who am I? Then I ask myself also, Lord, yeah, it's true. Why I am here? Why are you here in APNTS, Ferdinand? Why we are all here? It is because some of us, you and me, were the product of a discipleship. We are all the product of somebody who invested their life to us in order for us to take the path straight of righteousness. I am not here. I am not your classmate. I will not be a blessing to anybody if nobody stay by my side, if nobody took care of me, my spiritual growth, and if nobody stay with me, even in my most lowest time. So today I'm going to preach about four marks of a good discipler. Because I saw myself that I am a product of a disciple, of a discipler. Because somebody molded me. The word disciple, according to Ray Alice, one of the pre-Methodist pastor, it was being used 269 times in the New Testament. And when we say disciple, it means a learner and a follower of his or her teacher. And the one who do the discipleship is what we call a discipler. And that's my heart. Lord, I want to be a discipler. With all the learnings, with all the truths that I've learned here in the school, when the time I will go out, I want to be a discipler. I want to be a discipler, oh God. So, I looked some good meaning of what is a Christian disciple. And I found one in a website, Christian Discipleship. What is a Christian disciple? A Christian disciple is a person who accepts and assists in the spreading of the good news of Jesus Christ. A Christian discipleship is the process by which disciples grow in the Lord Jesus Christ and are equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit. I cannot imagine without the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If I'm just doing a discipleship without the power of the Holy Spirit, it is a man-centered, it's my own. So I may be feel weak, because if you observe, if you disciple somebody, and sometimes it's like an energy that comes from your body, it transferred to that person, and you are weak. That's why I appreciate churches. When I visited churches, when they invited me to speak, they gather together and pray and lay hands with me. It seems like it comes back, the truths that I give to them. The Holy Spirit is the primary discipler and equipper. We know that in the Great Commission, before the disciples went and preached the gospel, it's not by their own power. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit when they receive it. That's why for me, discipleship is the work of the Holy Spirit. And it must be done in submission to the Holy Spirit and in partnership with Him. We must move away from the belief and practice of man-centered discipleship that we are the ones that control the growth and change in people's lives. I remember when we train how to lead a child to receive Christ, we sometimes forget that it is the Holy Spirit who changes the life of a child. We are only the channel. Sometimes I forget that I'm the one who convicts the child for his sin. So it seems like I am the Holy Spirit. So I ask the Lord for forgiveness of that. If the child is not yet ready to receive Christ, then let it be. Let it be. And we know from the example that even Jesus Christ himself, he walks in obedience with the power of the Holy Spirit. His miracles was empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. And even Paul, as he ministered to the churches, he always tell to the people, walk in the Spirit, live by the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, and let your mind be controlled by the Spirit. That's why the primary calling in the life of every follower of Jesus Christ, every person in every church, is to help make disciples. I hope when I graduate, the Lord will keep reminding me Please disciple someone. Disciple someone. I like the quote of John MacArthur when he said, "The Apostle Paul has always been a hero whom I look to as a model for my ministry. His unrelenting faithfulness in the worst kinds of trials is a remarkable example to every pastor and a missionary." He continued, "In the midst of suffering, hardship, and even at the end, the abandonment of his own friends and fellow workers, Paul remained steadfast, dynamic, and utterly devoted to Christ." I believe with John MacArthur when he said that. Yes, we can model, the model must be Jesus Christ. And since Apostle Paul imitated Christ, we can also be used him as our example. And why this book, 2 Timothy, is very important. 2 Timothy, it is a farewell letter of Paul while he was in prison. It's like his farewell address. It's like us graduating students. This is our last moment of speaking to you because the day comes, we will be out of this seminary. It's like this is our farewell. But we can observe in the following passage of Apostle Paul, he has this gratefulness. He has this joy saying this, writing this letter to Timothy, even though his death soon will come. Apostle wrote this book inside the prison cell. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." I like the spirit of Paul. Even though at his last moment, he can still send or encourage Timothy about Timothy's situation while pastoring at Ephesus. We know that Timothy and Paul met while Paul had his missionary journey, especially in Lystra. And while Paul is doing preaching, teaching, evangelizing, planting churches, Timothy was there. He's an observant disciple. And I believe someday Timothy could say, "Oh, I want to be like him. He is so passionate." Because we know Timothy had already the seeds of the gospel, the seeds of Anaris Word of God, because of his parents, his mom, and his grandmother, Lois. That's why, reading this passage, we could see that, what are the marks of a good discipler? In verse 3, I found four principles here. Principle number one, a discipler must have a devoted Christian life. I like that. When the Lord give me that message, yeah, it's true. I cannot be a good example. I cannot be a good discipler if my relationship with God is not okay. In verses 1 to 3, Paul said, "My beloved child." He mentioned the word "my beloved child." It indicates that Timothy is a treasured person for him. Timothy is so dear and much loved. That's why, even on his trials, he said, "I thank God whom I serve as did my ancestors with clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in prayers night and day." On that verse alone, in verse 3, we could say that Paul has a devoted Christian life because he did not see suffering. He did not see hardship, but instead his focus is on Christ because he served God. And sometimes we need that. He was so grateful that he was one of those who are faithful in following Jesus Christ. Paul is counted as one. "As did my ancestors with clear conscience." And in this verse also, Paul imitates Christ and he modeled the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer. A discipler has a devoted Christian life. I believe the subject of Christian formation given to us graduating students is not a coincidence. Yes, all of us have our quiet time, devotion, but having that class as we depart on this place, it gives me more to dig deeper, more of my devotion with God. It makes me more prepared on that battle. I like the subject Christian formation because it reminds me of my nurturing, more to be close with God, to have a date with God, to have an intimate relationship with God. I said, wow, this is a timely subject for us graduating students before we leave. Though we did some of our Christian disciplines, but it encouraged us more to keep on doing it. And I love our visiting professor, Toni Porter, because she gave us a created way how to make us more enjoyable with our presence with the Lord. Drawing, our journey with God. Sometimes we feel that, oh, it's a great one. We will draw. But it's very helpful because we listen to the word of God. The first mark of a good discipler, he must have a devoted Christian life. And we saw that in Paul. He's a devoted. Even though in trials, he's there. He was there to give his life support to his follower. Second mark of a good discipler, a discipler has the spirit of consoler. The word consoler, it's not a common word to us because we seldom use it in the sentence. But when I do the research, when we say consoler, it means comforting someone at a time of grief or disappointment. In verse 4, recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. With that word alone, we could already picture out that Paul and Timothy indeed has an intimate relationship. Intimate relationship. That's why for me, the worst thing that may happen to us Christians is that when we will not feel compassion, when we will give comfort to others, or we have compassion but no action. As part of our reading assignment in the book of Life Together, Bonhoeffer, I like the passage that I will quote. He said, "It is the fellowship of the cross to experience the burden of the other. If we refuse to do our part of it, we deny the law of Christ." It is true. Carrying the burden of others, it's like following Christ. I like that. So why Paul said those words that just seeing Timothy's face, he already satisfied? Because they have a very good, maybe awesome journey, the missionary journey. Even in goodness, in trials, they are there. They are weeping together. That's why Paul could say that, recalling your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. Have you noticed that if you have your partner, prayer partner with you, and you send a prayer newsletter, and then when they read that, wow, awesome, this man used by God to let the children or let the people hear the gospel, they also have that joy in their hearts. And they are glad because they're part of it, because they prayed for you, and they even support you. A discipler must have the spirit of consoler. So Paul did not only remember Timothy in prayers, support, and encouragement, but also he consoled. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God." I like that. Third marks of a good discipler, a discipler reminisces challenges and encourages the use of gifting in the ministry. Verse 5 and 6. "I am reminded of your sincere faith, reminded you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying of my hands." A discipler reminisce challenges. There would be a time that when I'm alone, I always cherish the moments that the Lord used us, right? Perhaps my most unforgettable moment while staying in APNTS when we did our local mission, when we traveled in the Talim Island by boat and then stayed there overnight, and then we not only one island, but we rode a boat to travel to one island just to bring the good news. And that for me, that is very exciting, a memorable one. We have to reminisce those victories that we had, that we do in the ministry that God gave to us. And a discipler must keep on encourage the use of our gifts. And since Timothy is always is in distress, is in difficulties, Paul reminded him about his ministerial gifts. Because in the church of Ephesus, we know that Timothy received a lot of challenges, and Paul is there to help him, to encourage him. The fourth marks of a good discipler, a discipler motivates us to keep focus on God, his words, and His commandments. Verses 7 to 9, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be not then therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God." A discipler motivates us to keep focus on God. I have also Apostle Paul in my life, and his name is Paul. His name is Paul Walborn, Paul Turner, and the other one is Robert Bickert. They are the one who encouraged me to do such evangelism. You know Dr. Bickert, right? His passion is evangelism. So we are in the same ministry. A discipler motivates to keep us focused on God. Honestly, if I'm not focused on God, if I'm not claiming His promises, His words, I will not be a blessing to the kids outside. Because sometimes, many times, in my heart, when Saturday comes, scheduled Saturday comes, only few came. I remember one time when I invited Casey and Pastor David, no? "David, Casey, come, join us tomorrow Saturday." "Okay, sure." And then when they arrived there at the dining hall, and then they asked me, "It's already 8:30. 9. They told me, "Ferdinand, are you alone?" I said, no, they will come. They will come. We understand him. They are students. They need to rest. Sometimes I envy myself walking down the dorm, going to that building, because I must be there at around 7:30. I will be the first person to open the door, and everybody must be prepared. Then I saw some other students. I felt envy that some others have their basketball. It's basketball time. It's cleaning time. It's fellowship time. Then I'm just there walking, carrying the heavy laden. I said, "Lord," I asked myself, "why like this? Where are the others? We promote, we announce, but where are they?" I have that envy. But I helped myself. Some of my prayer partners told me, "No, focus on God. Focus on what your passion. Just keep doing." Then I started to focus on God. I just look up to Jesus. I'm not serving men. I'm serving Christ. Because it's not really easy to organize a ministry for that kids like them. One child needs 3 or 4 person to discipline. Most of the time, we are shouting. Most of the time, stop. Not only once, 3 or 4 times. That's why after the event, we are all exhausted. But since our heart is attuned with God, because we are focused on God, we have that joy, especially seeing that those children who have a little changes, not because it's a process, right? So in this passage, God helped us to look at Him, focus on Him. Same with Timothy. Because in the church of Ephesus, a lot of false teachers, backbiters, and reproving men for their sins. And we know that Timothy needs encouragement. So why God allowed me this topic, this subject? Because it is very important to disciple somebody. It is because God would like us, that every one of us, to be reminded the importance of discipleship, the importance of spreading His words through godly men and women. We are not here just only to embrace all the learnings and the wisdom and the sound doctrine, but I believe all those things we could use it through discipleship. Because God wants us to reproduce godly men and godly women, godly leaders for His glory. Let us continue to pray that we will become or desire to be a good discipler, like Paul, to have a devoted Christian life, to have the spirit of consoler, and to keep encourage others to use their spiritual gifts, and above all, to motivate others to keep focus on God, on His words, and on His commandment. Discipleship is very important. Yes, other things are important, but how can we produce a godly people, godly leaders, without true discipleship? Before, I think discipleship just like a word. There's no meaning. It's like a word that I don't like because a lot of work. Because before I have to disciple somebody, I have to disciple myself first and ask the question, am I in line with God? Is my relationship with God? Let us do what God commanded us to go, to make disciple. And we praise the Lord for our team, those of you who participated in the Ministry Riches, our Street Kids Ministry, thank you very much. Your presence there is already served as encouragement to me as we disciple these street kids. Maybe some of you don't know their progress because we did not monitor them. But every time I go there and visit them, especially Judy Ann, I felt convicted sometimes that leaving the house, sometimes, okay, Judy Ann, come on, let's pray before I leave the house. Because we rented a house for them there. Because Judy Ann cannot go to school without a place to stay. And we pay for that house. Thank you very much for those who shared their support, even moral support, in our team. And that awesome experience, we will be bringing that while we are be in the old days. Let us pray. Father in heaven, O God, thank you for the privilege, O Lord, to deliver your word. I know, O God, Lord, it is your will to remind us the importance of nurturing, the importance of mentoring, O God. We pray, O Lord, that before we will depart on this place, mold us more, O God, Lord, for us to be ready and always be in our mind, O God, Lord, that we will become a good discipler to somebody. In order your word, O God, produce, in order your church, O God, will produce godly people. People who have a sound doctrine. People, Father, O God, Lord, who could testify the truth from your word. Help us, Lord, not just a hearers only, a receivers only, but we have to apply it, Father, O God, Lord. Thank you very much, O God, for the lives of our professors, our mentors, O Lord. Bless them more as they disciple us. Thank you very much for this institution who served us, Father, O God, Lord, who gave us more time to think, to process the learnings that we had learned. Bless them. Bless the administration staff, O God, Lord. And most especially, O God, bless us graduating students, O Lord, because we will be facing the real battle. It is not our own, O God, but it's your own battle, O Lord. Use us mightily, O Lord, and always remind us the importance of multiplying ourselves through discipleship. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.